AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says improvements ordered by President Biden to strengthen defenses against Chinese espionage helped identify the spy balloon that was shot down over waters off the Carolinas over the weekend. Ned Price at the State Department says dialogue remains open with China.
We believe it's important to, again, to build that floor under the relationship, to see to it that areas of potential competition don't veer into conflict.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled the trip to China. The number of dead from a powerful earthquake in Syria and Turkey has reached 3,400. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says,
the United Nations is mobilizing to support the emergency response. And so let's work together in solidarity to assist all those hit by this disaster, many of whom were already in dire need of humanitarian aid.
Rescue efforts are still underway across both countries through the night. Prosecutors say a Maryland woman spent months conspiring with a neo-Nazi leader based in Florida to plan an attack on Baltimore's power grid. The FBI's Thomas Sobosinski says they broke it up.
They had extremist views, and in order to further those views, they hoped that conducting this violent act was going to bring light to that.
Investigators also found a document in one of the suspect's Google records they compared to a manifesto. A Florida teenager faces the possibility of life in prison after pleading guilty to fatally stabbing a 13-year-old classmate 114 times and leaving her body in a wooded area near their homes in 2021. A new AP NORC poll shows a majority of Democrats now think one term is plenty for President Biden, despite his insistence he plans to seek re-election in 2024. Just 37% of Democrats say they want him to seek a second term. This is AP News. Workers in New York will no longer have to be vaccinated.
The vaccine mandate instituted for New York City workers, which led to the firing of hundreds who declined to get the shots and the subsequent lawsuits by some of them, will end on Friday, according to Mayor Eric Adams. The Democrat says this is the right moment for this decision, with more than 96% of city employees and more than 80% of city residents having received their initial COVID vaccine. City officials say the approximately 1,780 workers who were fired for failing to comply with the vaccine mandate will not get their jobs back automatically, but can apply for positions with their former agencies. Julie Walker, New York.
Lawyers for a group of Navy personnel who oppose a vaccination requirement on religious grounds want to continue their legal fight against the Biden administration, even though the requirement has been lifted. Ed Donahue, AP News.